This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The great Gavin McGinnis joins us at T-minus 6 minutes, and Biden's announced he doesn't want to ban your range stoves. Now they want to ban your dishwashers. They're coming for everything. Here's more of Dr. Michael Kaufman. The full interviews are on InfoWars.com. We'll be back with the great Gavin McGinnis.
By the dictates of the committee, and it cost them dearly.
I wanted to ask you about something Kanye said on your show about the committee of
300
in the book that Dr. John Coleman wrote in the early 90s, which the CIA posts in PDF on its website. How accurate is that book? How does it tie into the World Economic Forum? And where is Dr. Coleman today? Thank you, Alex.
I don't know if Dr. Coleman's still alive. I interviewed Dr. Coleman probably 6, 7, 8 times. I think the last time I interviewed him was like 15 years ago or so, and I was never able to get him back on. Last time I heard, he was sick. That was a long time ago. But the Committee of 300 is dead on. If you look at the Trilateral Commission, or you look at the CFR, or you look at the Club of Rome, or you look at the WEF, or you look at the Knights of of the Royal Family in England, and if you look at who is on the boards of all these different globalist groups, it's the same 100 people or so that are on all the boards and the key chairmanships. And there's a couple hundred under them. So Bilderberg usually has about 120 members, another 100 or so guests. That's 120 people at it. He worked for MI6. I think Dr. Coleman was absolutely dead on with what he said. And I read his book 25 years ago, Conspirators Hierarchy, the True Story of the Committee of 300, Dr. John Coleman. And they put that back up. Great job. I guess they found one of my interviews with him. Infowars.com, John Coleman. And let me guess, is that still on YouTube? Where'd you guys find that? Yeah, let's show the YouTube channel.
Dr. Coleman, great to have you with us today, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right, in the 46 minutes we've got left now, time is flying, you've got the floor. What is the Committee of 300? What is the world government, and where is it taking us?
The Committee of 300 is the world government. It's one of your previous programs. There's a gentleman asking about the New World Order. How is it run? Well, it's run through the Committee of 300. They were also known as the Olympians in the early days, and men spoke about them under their breath for fear of them. This is a massive organization which in the beginning was run by mainly by the royalty in Europe, but now, of course, it's spread all over the world. The American Eastern Liberal Establishment was allowed in to join it, and several of the other countries came in as lower echelon members. And this committee was begun actually by the drug trade with China. That's where they've amassed their fortunes. And that's where they got their beginning. But, of course, they've gone from that to every level of society, every facet of our civilization. And they have people who introduce population control, a wide variety of devices to keep control of everything that's happening. Now, you can say that this is like a huge corporation where you have the CEO at the head, you have his staff consisting of the senior managers, then you have the lower echelon managers, and then you have the subscribers, shareholders. And that's basically what this organization is like. It is a worldwide control body with enormous powers because it's invaded every government on the planet. There's not a single government, maybe with the exception of China, and latterly Russia, since the demise of their previous president, and with the coming of Putin, of course, things changed in Russia. And this gives you some idea of the breadth and the depth and the reach of this organization.
And by the way, you're a political scientist and economist, and I've read your work for more than 15 years, so I vouch for what you're saying, but perhaps you should give people a few dates, because you went and got source documents from the Office of Naval Intelligence, from retired admirals, from retired commander of the Office of Naval Intelligence, from government documents.
All right, and, full interviews. It's over an hour and a half long. Two different interviews. They're now on Infowars.com. They've been reposted to Band-Up Video. The great Gavin McInnes is straight ahead to talk about world events and major developments. Stay with us, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Back in 60 seconds.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And the mighty Gavin McInnes is our guest. Amazing syndicated talk show in his own right. The founder of Vice that he's now been talking about going belly up along with the Bud Light, the rest of the leftist get woke, go broke system. I want to get his take on the border collapsing, the insanity of the left, all the criminal attacks on anybody resisting the globalist, the railroading of the Proud Boys, a group that he founded but hasn't led for many years. So many things to talk about. Censored.tv to find everything, Gavin McInnes. Gavin, great to have you on with us. I know you can only go to the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to skip this network break, my friend. What do you want to plunge into first, my compadre?
This border thing makes no mathematical sense. They're supposed to be refugees, asylum seekers, right? So you have to have come from Mexico. I've seen footage of these guys with turbans on, hordes of guys from Pakistan, Bangladesh, you got guys from Haiti, you've got Africans coming in here. How do you say, I'm seeking asylum, and you don't go to the next country, you go seven countries over?
Well, that's for people that know the law. Explain to them what the refugee law means. I know it's being misused.
Let's think of a Croatian, right, during the Balkan War. It's bombing. She's got to get out of there. She's got her kids. And she goes, I have to get to Beverly Hills. I need to escape this. No, you just need to escape the bad area. You don't get to go seven areas away. That's not the way asylum seeking works. And the Biden administration just goes, well, it'll bring votes. So who cares if it destroys the country?
Man, what do you make of Biden? I mean, he can't even talk now. He never knows where he is. I mean, within 6 months at this rate of degeneration, he'll be as bad as Dianne Feinstein.
He's a perfect tool for the globalists because he'll do anything you say. I could probably make him just take his pants off. If I worked for Biden and he was doing a speech, I said in the middle of the speech, take down your pants and pull your penis out. He'd go, all right, got to take the pants down. Here we go. Come on, man.
That's right. If you pull your pee-pee out in his note cards, he'd do it.
Absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt. He wouldn't even go, that's unusual. He says it himself. He goes, I don't know what I'm signing. As he just signs stuff all day.
And he says, my butt's been wiped.
Yeah, he said that. It's become a game to figure out what he's going for. Like you dissect his sentence and all the mistakes and you go, oh, I think I might know what he was going for there. It's like speaking another language.
It's incredible. So I asked you a question about 6-7 years ago. I said, what's the bottom or what's the peak of leftist insanity? Yeah. You said there is no peak. And I think we're seeing that here.
Yeah, everyone's like, I talk to guys like cops who go, I'm glad it's getting bad. I want it to get worse. I'm armed. I'm ready. And then they can see what it's really like with no police. That's a dumb theory. The idea that it's going to get a little worse and then we'll go, oh, okay, get woke does mean go broke. And America isn't a racist, sexist hellhole full of transphobia. I guess the meritocracy thing was right. That's never going to happen. Look at South Africa. They have no electricity. They have no running water. They're stripping down radio towers for the copper and the steel to sell to scrapyards. And they're still going with their bull crap. It never ends with these people.
You're talking about South Africa. Yeah, South Africa is totally failed state, and the left loves it.
You know what you need to get a high school degree there? You need to have a zero. They went from 51% down 40, 30. Now it's zero. Like, nothing means anything anymore. The police are totally non-existent. It's all vigilante justice over there. And going to bed at night takes about 30 minutes of locks and glass and razor wire and tripwires and generators and all of this stuff. And that's how bad America will get before anyone does anything. Look at our military.
No, I totally agree. I mean, here's an example. High-level Border Patrol tells us, hey, don't listen to them. They got hundreds of buses per checkpoint. They're going to bring them across at 2 a.m. And we go talk to the low-level Border Patrol, like, no one's here. Go away. Then we go there at midnight, and then sure enough, all the buses come across. And then my crew could look miles away at other checkpoints and see dozens of more buses and then dozens of more. As far as they could see, just thousands of buses pouring across at night. Our government fully not just bringing illegals across, giving them cell phones, free money, but literally helping hide it.
Yes. And they said, these are all, 18 and 25-year-old males. I thought it was families coming over. So they go, okay, no problem. Now they're kidnapping kids and kidnapping random women and putting them together to make a fake family because it's a good photo op. These kids are – they don't know where their parents are. And then they send the kids back down, and they loop them around. And they also – have you noticed they keep using footage and B-roll of Mexicans from, like, years ago? It's Pakistanis now. They're wearing turbans when they come across. It's black males. It's not these cute little families just looking for a brighter pasture, a greener pasture.
But I think your analysis is dead on. It gets way more dystopic. What does the elite think, though? Because this will collapse society on them. Why are they still accelerating it?
I think it's a game to them, and they have the Thanos mentality of let's obliterate half the population. So I'll just destroy, south side of Chicago, Baltimore, Manhattan, East New York. I'll just let all those places go. I'll still have my mansion. And then we can start from scratch and build it in my image with my laws and my grand plan. I mean, you predicted this 20 years ago, and it's happening. I'm watching it.
What do you think about Trump and what's happening to him and all the political warfare, all the lawfare, all the fake criminal charges, the so-called civil court saying, well, he didn't rape her, but he's not allowed to say he's innocent, so he's liable for saying he's innocent and he doesn't know this woman. Since when is saying I'm innocent make you liable for $5 million?
You didn't rape her, but you called her a lying bitch. Yeah, she's a lying bitch. You just said the exact... To accuse someone of rape when it's not true is a bitchy thing to do. And she was lying. And they changed the law to make it happen. Dude, we're living in the third world. I just got my motorcycle license plate renewed. I couldn't go to the DMV. It was a madhouse. I couldn't get on their site. So I pay a guy $50, and he knows someone who calls his cousin, and then they give me the tags, and I put it back on the bike. That's Sicily. That's Reggio di Calabria. We are living in a third world mafia town where it's bribes and they change the laws to fix things. And I pray to God people see that Trump thing for what it was, a total and utter scam, a dereliction of the law. And I pray to God that people saw the same CNN show I saw where someone basically committed suicide by cop. They went to attack Trump with a knife and he just went, boom, you're dead. Like, that woman was completely annihilated. Everyone loved, even Trump's enemies must have loved that thing. And CNN's ashamed of it because you can't find it anywhere, and they cut it 30 minutes short.
I'm going to have the crew pull up the Raiders of the Lost Ark sword scene where the guy swings his sword all around and then Trump just goes boom. But, yeah, she wouldn't let him talk, but still he won the debate. And it just shows how insanely desperate they are.
And it showed how naive they are. I mean, I think the left has been spoiled rotten. They send in a guy like Fetterman who says, the Eagles are way better than the Eagles. He wins. They've got Pete Buttigieg. They've got AOC. They've got Nancy Pelosi with the eyes of a dead goat. And they keep winning. So you get spoiled when you win that much. And then they send in this fashion editor to take on the Mike Tyson of media. What do you think was going to happen? Don't charge cops with a knife.
So what do they do now when Trump's 35, 40 points ahead of everybody, he wins the nomination, and then they try to put the nominated person in prison? What happens with that?
They ballot harvest. They change the laws again. They find someone to say he raped tons of chicks. They incriminate him. Can we win? I don't think the last election was fair. It's called a lie to say it was rigged. No, it's a theory that it was rigged, and it's a strong theory. It's a good hypothesis.
But we know from Professor Epstein and others that it's not even the ballots or the voting data that's the fraud. It's the manipulation of the media and big tech and blocking voter information and skewing 98% leftists. That's the election meddling. What they claim the Russians do, they did.
Yeah, they always say, like with Jan 6, they go, seditious conspiracy, that's hard to prove, and it was proven. No, the opposite happened. The media has brainwashed these juries into thinking that an insurrection happened and it was planned, so they go guilty. Like, the fact that Proud Boys, Max and John, did 4 years for a fistfight with Antifa isn't proof they were guilty. It's proof that you can't get a fair trial in New York City or D.C., these juries are like little kids who watch Sex and the City, and they go, oh, I'm stopping fascists. I heard there was...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
John Kinsman just did, I'm going to have him on my show today. He did 4 years because he's part of a white nationalist club. His black wife and his three black kids didn't see their daddy for 4 years because the media called him a racist. You know, at one point he was the every time they were together, by the way, him and his black wife at the trial. Every time she went to the bathroom, the cameras came out hysterically shooting. And when she came back, the cameras would stop. At one point he goes like this. He's like, get out of the way. Get out of my way. A journalist, a photographer, lay down on his back, shot up, so it looks like he's Zeke Heiling, which I can't even do, or someone will freeze frame that. And that was the paper, the picture the Daily News printed, was John Kinsman, Zeke Heiling.
That's right.
It's the media knows they're being deceptive.
So let me ask you this. Yes. What is the way out? How do we win? Is there a path towards this, or do we all just run to the countryside and dig in for Road Warrior?
Just keep fighting till your last breath. You know, I say this to cops, too. They say, I can't do my job. If I pursue someone, I'm going to get sued. Or not sued, but I'm going to get arrested. The truth of the matter is, you just got to keep fighting. And I say to cops, get fired. Do your job the correct way. And then when you get fired, get fired. You know, you got to be yourself and true to the country. If someone butts in line, you got to say, hey. Get back. You don't care if it's going to go viral. You'll be called racist, whatever. I got to die with my boots on. There's no way I'm going to go run hiding from this and acquiesce.
No, I totally agree with you, but are you optimistic? Because I do see a great awakening. Because like 5 years ago, I'd go out in public. Most people shook my hand, but I would get attacked basically every time. I went out to dinner last night. Literally the whole restaurant came over. I walked out of the parking garage 50 yards away, ran to three groups, were all listeners, black, white, Hispanic. So I'm getting nothing but love on the street. That tells me something's happened.
Yeah, me too. We're under the tyranny of the shrill minority. It's a few bombastic lunatics with green hair that are in our government, defining the media, and they don't represent the average Joe. Like, you leave Manhattan, and you see nothing but Trump signs everywhere, American flags. I was wearing an American flag on the subway the other day in New York. This guy starts guffawing at me for having such a outrageous, racist shirt, like I was wearing a Confederate flag around my neck. These people that are in charge right now, the Fettermans, the Pelosis, they don't represent America. And
well, Trump said that. Trump said that during the whole Charlottesville thing. He said they don't want the Confederate flag. They want the American flag. And soon enough, a year later, they said, ban it.
The American flag's become the Confederate flag. If you're a kid in school right now, especially in Texas or California, and you wear an American flag on Cinco de Mayo, you'll be sent home. That's incendiary. You're trying to pick a fight.
That actually happened in California 10 years ago, yeah. And the state ruled, yeah, the American flag cannot be worn on Cinco de Mayo.
What the hell is going on?
Well, we're being conquered. Look, I got a million questions, but Gavin, we got 6 minutes left. What else do you want to impart to the audience?
I think that the future is independent media. I think Tucker is going on Twitter is a way of saying we're done with the gatekeepers. I think we have to just do it ourselves now. We're basically building up from scratch. And the worst thing you could do would be get on mainstream media, get on Fox, CNN, or watch Fox or CNN. Those people are all manipulators, and you have to – you have to look it up yourself now. Even guys like you and I would encourage everyone watching to go look up what we said about Cinco de Mayo and the American flag shirt and see if that's true. So there's a lot of homework to do. You can't really trust anyone anymore. But I think DIY is the future of America. And I think big corporations are starting to realize that we can do it ourselves.
I agree. What do you think of this next election? I mean, this is going to be the most insane thing ever.
I think Trump will win. I think they will fix it, and Biden will be declared the victor. And we will have another 4 years of Mr. Magoo president who shits himself, has no idea where he is, can't string a sentence together, can't read, and soon he's just going to be a corpse. It's the last 3 years of Biden are going to be Weekend at Bernie's, and I can't wait to see it.
What about Ukraine and Russia?
Ah, what a money pit. I don't care about the non-Western world. I feel nothing. When I see a mudslide in Bangladesh, I yawn my face off. I don't care if Russia obliterates Ukraine. I don't care if China it destroys Taiwan. The non-Western world can sink into the sea for all I care. So the fact that we're funding Nazis in the name of fighting the evil Russian communists is embarrassing, and the fact that it's costing us hundreds of billions and they think that's not going to affect the economy is a catastrophe that our grandchildren are going to have to pay for.
Okay, we've blackpilled us, and I agree we need to be blackpilled to admit how much trouble we're in, but what do you think of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? He is literally coming out against the fake environmental movement, coming out against open borders, coming out against the poison shots, coming out against the WEF, coming out against the war. I like this guy better than Trump.
I like him, too. He's stirring up the dirt. You know, sunlight is the best disinfectant. He said some stuff that's way too over the top for me, like there's machines available that can harness the energy of the universe and the fossil fuel companies won't let you use them and stuff like that. So he's pretty far out there. But like you, I want guys out there saying these things so people have to look it up. You know, stir up the dirt and let's pan for gold. He can never win, though, because his voice sounds like he just got dumped. I know it's a biological disease and you shouldn't mock someone who's impaired, but sorry, Americans just cannot listen to a guy who sounds like he's crying.
Oh, my gosh. Too bad they can't repair his voice.
Yeah, it's unlistenable. It's worse than Fetterman's.
In closing, what is the number one thing the average viewer or listener can do right now to try to save civilization?
Be curious. Look it up. The being incurious is the left's most successful weapon because they tell you something like Trump raped a woman at Bergdorf Goodman and you go, okay, that means he's a rapist. Got it. I don't want to vote for him. Stop falling for these dumb myths. Look it up. You know, the guy on the subway is a bad dude. George Floyd was a bad dude. Trayvon Martin was a violent guy. Breonna Taylor was a gangster. She was posing with weapons. These aren't innocent people walking down the street. The cops are not racist. The cops disproportionately stop whites. All of the things you're being told are lies. And all you have to do is be this curious to go find out what's really going on. And that's why free speech is so important. Because if you can tell other people what's going on, then we can survive this mess.
I was about to say, if you pull back from this, it's like a circular firing squad, and it's totally insane. It's all based on lies, and people just have to figure it out or be destroyed. And I don't know. Civilization had a good run, Gavin. I'm more and more – I tried to fix things. More and more I'm going to shift into how do we just protect ourselves, and what do those of us that are awake do to survive this?
We're on the back nine. Even your, like, my home is fortified with security and guns and everything. But even that, you hear Amazon owns the footage. Like, even your cameras, you got to be careful. So, what we're saying is not mutually exclusive. Yes, you have to batten the hatches and make sure your home is secure. But you also can't go running and hiding. I go to Manhattan every day.
Well, that's right. We've got to have a redoubt to protect ourselves. We have to foray out and wake people up. How do people find your show, Gavin?
Censor.tv. It's the only place you can find me. If you put my name into TikTok, it'll say no. Stalin comes up. Mass murderers come up, but my name doesn't work. So the only place I've been sequestered here in the corner of censored.tv.
But, hey, look at Vice that you found. It totally collapsing. Get woke, go broke.
Yeah, it took a long time to go broke, but I guess it did eventually happen.
All right, Gavin, thank you so much. Look forward to being on your show. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, I got a bunch of news to hit. When we come back, don't take the show for granted. They're trying to shut it down. Stay with us.
High news. Black.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got a lot of breaking news and developments to cover here in the hour and a half we have left today. Poor Jay Dyer, as he does every Friday, takes over in the fourth hour with Jay's analysis of the New World Order source documents. Absolutely critical to tune into that and to spread the word about that coming up here in about an hour and a half. But I want to open the phones up. I want to take your phone calls. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. We want to hear from everybody here. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, 877-789-2539. before I get to your calls and plow back into the big breaking news information. We were sold out of our tooth whitening toothpaste in the last year. It's still sold out. More's coming in, I'm told, about a month. We've been sold out for a year of the activated charcoal toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, designed, full of essential oils, full of natural ingredients, no additives. It is so good. It is so strong. It's got the Malaluga or tea tree oil in it. It's got the peppermint. It's just got everything. It's so good, and it's got the activated charcoal that is amazing for cleaning your gums and your teeth. It really is amazing. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, fluoride-free, back in stock right now, and that funds our operation. Separately, I'm not going to spend an hour on this. I want to get to news and your calls, but Real Red Pill Plus was sold out for over 2.5 years during the lockdown because we couldn't get the proprietary ingredients, the quality we wanted. But for now, you notice everything takes longer to get there, and you can't get most things you want anymore. Anything we say we've got, anything we're selling, is in stock, ready to ship right now. But I don't know when we'll have Red Pill Plus back again. They tried to get me to take it off sale a week ago. I said, no, I want to basically sell it out before it goes back to regular price. So there's a couple thousand bottles left. Today is the last day to get it at 40% off. It goes to full price tonight. So if you want it, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. It has the natural compounds of the precursors to all the hormones in your body, the endocrine disruptors, the chemicals, the phthalates. They counter your natural pregnenolone levels so that you cannot produce it naturally and your body can't make your natural hormones, and that causes so many of the problems, premature aging, you name it. But it's got a lot more than just pregnenolone in it. You need it. It's at InfoWarsStore.com right now. We also have Ultimate Bone Broth with the most powerful patented concentrated chicken broth that is so amazing for your joints, your bones, your immune system, your body, filled with turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and so much more. It is the ultimate superfood. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Different number to call and order products than to call on the show. 888-253-3139. And X3 sold out for more than 6 months. The missing link, the number one cause of cognitive disability, is iodine deficiency. Most iodine is bound to other chemicals and compounds and elements. You don't fully absorb it. This you fully absorb. It's back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com as well. And, of course, 10-Hour Clean Energy, the bestseller, Turbo Force, back in stock. That sells it in soon. We've already sold out of half of what we had. Okay. Thanks for the support. I'm looking at this news here. And it's all about collapsing the country. And it's all about cutting off your resources. It's all about making you poor. Because the globalists are following the most ancient form of governance, and that is feudalism. Let's pull up the definition of feudalism, please. But it's where you're kept at a subsistence level as a sharecropper or a slave, where the resources are reduced and restricted to you so that you're so busy just trying to live, you can't ever build a better society or ever demand more in life. America has to be destroyed because it raises expectations. Not that America's ever perfect, but it raises expectations that you could have more, you could demand more, you could do more, you could be more. The dominant social system in medieval Europe, in which the nobility held lands from the crown in exchange for military service, and vassals, that's the slaves, were in turn tenants of the nobles, while the peasants, villages, or serfs were obliged to live on their lord's land and give them homage, labor, and a share of their production in exchange for military protection. And that's why they're turning off the resources. That's why they're doing this. We have to be honest with ourselves that we're facing neo-feudalistic fascism. So here's the latest article from Just the News. It links to the Biden announcements and Bloomberg Law. In fact, print me the Bloomberg Law article that's linked right here in the fifth paragraph. Now, remember, about a year ago, Buttigieg announced that we're going to ban all new sales of gas-powered stoves and ranges. Then they said we're going to ban gas-powered heaters. Then they said, we're going to ban all gas, including gas cars. Now, gas is completely clean. So first they ban coal, then they ban gas. No matter what you go to, they're going to ban it because they got you by the short hairs then. As George Carlin said, it's a big club and we're not in it. When their official Department of Energy a plan came out, people went crazy and said no. And they literally had fact checkers and the media go, no one said that. No one wants to do that. Even though New York, California are now banning gas stoves. But if you look at the list of things, it's civilization itself. It's not just Biden saying, you know, 75% electric cars by 2030 and all banned by 2035. This is now your washing machine. Oh, it uses too much power. Oh, see, it's not just if it's hydroelectric or shutting down or nuclear or shutting down. Now they go with windmill, a bridge to nowhere that can never scale up for what we need, that uses more carbon to make the windmills. In fact, on Tuesday, I was going to play a clip of a scientist. He does a great job. Look if you guys can find it. Because I looked the numbers up. He's right. Of how much energy it takes to make an electric car. 50,000 tons of rock just to make the batteries. Incredible amounts of carbon to make it. If you believe carbon's bad, it's not bad. It's good. It's a trace element out there, a carbon dioxide that we need. We're carbon-based. They want to ban the cows because they're carbon. Well, we're carbon, too. I mean, folks, look at how bold and insane and over-the-top this is. So, dishwashers join growing list of home appliances targeted by Biden administration. Last week, President Biden's Department of Energy announced congressionally mandated proposal standards for household dishwashers, but they never actually passed that in Congress. Supreme Court ruled last year, none of this is law. Announcing the proposed dishwasher restrictions for Americans, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said the Biden administration is using all the tools available to reduce carbon pollution and combat climate change. The standards are just the latest in a series of proposed climate-friendly regulations on technology products and industries throughout America, increasingly including everyday home appliances. Here's the list of items in your home targeted by the Biden administration climate warriors. On Friday, the Biden administration department announced new efficiency standards that make them obsolete to limit water usage, oh, water's bad now, and energy consumption for new dishwashers. If implemented, the rules would require that dishwashers cut water and power usage by 34% and 27% respectively, according to new Bloomberg law. For smaller models, the mandatory reduction is 22%, and it goes on from there. So they're creating systems that are impossible that they can't do as they cut your power off. Insane. We'll play that clip on what electric cars really do to the environment on the other side. But it's not the carbon they produce that's bad. It's the toxic waste of those mines, the strip mine, Africa and other areas, to produce one electric car. It's insane. And the windmills take more carbon to make one than they'll ever produce. That's on record. But they need to give you a bridge to nowhere so you feel like there's a solution, but there's not. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Want to go all electric by 2035? Is it practical to do it now?
Well, we can make this whole discussion easy with the two-letter word, no. There's no such thing, of course, as a zero-emissions vehicle. The real question is, where are the emissions associated with the electric car? Because what you do with an electric vehicle is you don't eliminate emissions, you export them somewhere else. You have to dig up about 500,000 pounds of materials to make a single 1,000-pound battery. It takes 100 to 300 barrels of oil to manufacture a battery that can hold one barrel of oil equivalent of energy. Just manufacturing the battery can have a carbon debt ranging from 10 tons to 40 tons of CO2. And the plans that are in place to increase the use of batteries will require an increase in production of minerals like lithium, cobalt, zinc. Demand for those minerals will increase between 400% and 4,000%. There isn't enough mining in the world to make enough batteries for that many people for their car.
Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to you're a nasty person.
Desperate low-rating CNN and its arrogant base of TDS sufferers are now regretting the decision to allow rising propaganda star Caitlin Collins to engage with the voice of the silent majority, former President Donald J. Trump.
Why did you wait 3 hours to tell them to leave the Capitol?
Nancy Pelosi and the mayor are in charge. I assume they were able to do their job. They weren't. And a person named Ashley Babbitt was killed.
Yes.
You know what? She was killed, and she shouldn't have been killed. And that thug that killed her, there was no reason to shoot her. He went on television to brag about the fact that he killed her.
The officer was not bragging about the fact that he killed her.
Can you give us the nature of some of those threats?
They talked about, killing me, very vicious and cruel things.
Racist things?
There were some racist attacks as well. That's all disheartening because I know I was doing my job.
Will you pardon the January 6th rioters who were convicted of federal offenses?
I am inclined to pardon many of them. I can't say for every single one because a couple of them probably they got out of control. But, when you look at Antifa, what they've done to Portland, and if you look at Antifa, look at what they've done to Minneapolis and BLM. BLM. Many people were killed, but you have two standards of justice in this country because what they've done to so many people is nothing, nothing. And then what they've done to these people, they've persecuted these people.
Does that include the four Proud Boys members who were charged and convicted of seditious conspiracy?
I don't know. I'd have to look at their case, but I will say in Washington, D.C., you cannot get a fair trial. You cannot. Just like in New York City, you can't get a fair trial.
Manhattan jury found that you sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her. You've denied this. But what do you say to voters who say it disqualifies you from being president?
Well, there aren't too many of them because my poll numbers just came out. They went up. Okay. I have no idea who the hell. She's a whack job.
You did not testify.
Brainless Alexandria Cortez channeled her TDS by attacking our former president rather than addressing the lunacy surrounding the blatant setup and manipulation of New York statutes expected of our lawmakers, instead going all in to get Trump.
What we saw tonight was a series of extremely irresponsible decisions that put a sexual abuse victim at risk. It was shameful.
The fact that New York passed this law, the Adult Survivors Act, they passed it just a few years ago. Were it not for that law, you never would have been able to bring this case. And I just think it speaks to the importance for a lot of other survivors.
Well, E. Jean actually helped to get that law passed. It passed last year. We filed, it was Thanksgiving Day. It was the first day you could sue. We filed at Fair Hall just after midnight on Thanksgiving.
Hours after the town hall, Joe Biden and his Twitter intern scrambled to ask America if they wanted four more years of, quote, that. Biden and his Twitter intern were then massively ratioed, crushing the bots under the weight of the outrage for Biden's dumpster fire presidency.
Let me say Joe Biden won. I'll get him next time. Do something to try to reach out to the suburban voters that he just repulsed, who ran from the Republican Party in 2018, 2020.
When it was all said and done, even the audience turned on CNN.
Does it bother you that he keeps talking about 2020 and not 2024? I'll ask you first. This is Jonathan Leslie. He's 40, Republican, voted for Trump twice. How do you feel about those lies?
So I feel like part of it's also the media narrative, as you guys asked him the first question at the town hall about the 2020 election, rather than current stuff.
So don't you think he could say it's time for me to start talking about 2024, not lies that aren't true?
Couldn't the media ask him a question about 2024?
Well, there were questions, but you're right, that was the first thing, but that's something that was on our mind.
CNN proved that the sleeping giant is wide awake and is putting his boots on.
My question is regarding the economy. Over the past 2 years, we have seen the prices for everything skyrocket. From food to gas to utilities and insurance costs, many people's bills are up several hundred dollars a month, including mine. If elected president again, what is the first thing you would do to help bring down the cost to make things more affordable?
Drill, baby, drill.
John Bowen, reporter.
Say what you want. The guy is a war machine. And I want to believe in him. I want to believe in Elon Musk. I want to believe in these guys. But the fact that they've got to sing our tune shows that we're actually winning in the culture war. That's a fact. We're winning hearts and minds. The world's waking up, not just America. I want to go to your phone calls. We have loaded phone lines. All next hour will be your phone calls. I'll go to your calls as soon as the next hour starts. But let me hit this. I've got a lot of questions about it. I saw the news last night. Elon Musk who's done a lot of good stuff and a lot of bad stuff, and he's been moving in the right direction. I'm not saying I trust him. I'm just saying it's still he does good stuff. Like, right? Has gotten a new former NBC executive who also was one of the directors of the World Economic Forum. Now, obviously, that's the 300 committee. That's the New World Order. That's the globalist. He needs to make money. He's going to bring those people in. But Twitter's really upset. And it's one of the top trending things right now, this woman. And so people are really pissed off right now about this. So that's something callers can call in about, people can talk about as well. It's official. Top NBC ad exec and World Economic Forum task force chair, is Twitter new CEO. It's official. It's now happened. NBC confirmed that the head of advertising is leaving the company. NBC Universal today announced that Linda, how do you say her name? Iacchino? How do you say it? Iacchino is leaving the company. Effective immediately, Mark Marshall, currently president of Advertising Sales and Climate Preparedness Partnerships, will become interim chairman of NBC Universal Advertising and Partnership Group, according to Mark Lazarus, chairman of NBC Universal Television and Streaming. Mike Cavanaugh, president of Comcast Corporation, said, "We are grateful for her leadership at NBC Universal Advertising Sales Business and for the innovation team and platform." So she is moving to be the CEO of Twitter, the World Economic Forum. So Musk used to be kind of 50-50 with what he did, and he was against the war and against depopulation and, you know, against all these issues. Against the poison shots, so he was winning. With this, he goes right back to where it was. Kind of like, I'm like, who's better, Trump or DeSantis? Well, it was neck and neck that Trump comes out against World War III. It becomes Trump. You can give me your take on that as well. But again, nothing against women. Women are great. They're smart. They do a great job in business. Nobody denies that. But most of the new heads of companies are women, and they do that as the board and the shareholders say, oh, you can't hit a woman. You can't criticize a woman, so they'll carry out the agenda. So is she defected to Musk? Is she going to now be against the globalist? I wouldn't hold your breath. I think it's not a good sign. But, hey, I may be wrong. But those of you rooting for Musk to be a bad guy, man, I sure hope he's not a bad guy because we need to turn this around. But if he is, we'll have a debate about it. And, you know, we take your calls uncensored, unscripted. You know, we just ask you to have a clean phone line and have your point. So that's something else everybody's welcome to talk about. Next hour. All I know is I'm for real. I'm not infallible. I'm not perfect. But, man, I love liberty and I hate tyrants, and I'm trying to stay on air. We're reaching more people than ever, so I want to thank you all for your word of mouth, your prayer, and I want to encourage you to get Real Red Pill Plus that has all the key components that the system tries to block with the chemicals of the food and water. This is the counter to that, and it's still 40% off, even though it's about to sell out. The sale ends tonight. We'll have a little bit left at full price, and then God knows when we're going to get more back in. But if you want Real Red Pill Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. X3 back in stock. Turbo Force and Hour Clean Energy back in stock. Get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get a water filtration system. We have the very best, highest rated water filtration systems for half the price of leading competitors that are also rated. There are five or six, maybe four or five water filtration systems that are gravity fed that cut out everything like this to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals, but they're double or triple the price. We have the best system. For half the price of leading competitor, you need the Alexa Pure at InfoWarsStore.com. In stock, ready to ship, Alexa Pure, InfoWars Store. Hour number three, your phone calls and more, straight ahead.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. and have a great time getting there.